Okay, Simishin Salihei is a dinamixus hayom ke kulo. The Gemara says and daf yotes on the base in Mori Katan. Even sha'omdin ha-menachemin me'etzlo b'yom shvi motu beruchitza. Once the menachemin take their leave of the avil on day 7, that's when mixus hayom ke kulo kicks in, and that's when he is mutter beruchitza. Says the Ritva. Dibur maskal kevan yotes amud beis mutar rechitza hu adin shemutar mikol gzeiras shiva v'chad min ayinokar. Rechitza is lav dafka. There's nothing special about rechitza. The Gemara is just expressing that all the nihugei shiva end once omdim menachemim etzla. Fine. Then the Ritva says v'lamanu mimenu ki kodim sheyifreshu mimenu menachemim Noheg Avelus Yom Shvi, that Avelus is Noheg on day 7 up until that point of Omdim Menachemim Mei Etzla. V'zeu Shenogu Lavo B'Yom Shvi L'Hasek Avilusa. The minhag was that Avelim would come to be Menachem on day 7, and that would affect the end of Avelus. V'mi, I'm skipping a little. Im lo bo lo Menachemim B'Shvi, Eino Tzarech Lahem B'Shmini, Shekvar Sham Aviluso May Eileha. Let's say there are no Menachemim that come on day 7. So the Dva says you can't invoke Mixus Hayom Kukulo without Menachemim May Etzlo. Therefore, the Avelus of Shiva will be knowing the entire day, but it would still end at the end of the day. So you need Omdim Menachemim May Etzlo in order to invoke Mixus Hayom Kukulo, but you don't need it in order to end the Avail of Shiva after Shiva. Once day 7 is over, then there's nothing more to be concerned about. But you see, according to the Ritva, you actually do need Menachemim Bepoel in order to invoke Mixas Hayom Kekula. And the Ritva says, what happens on Shabbos when Menachemim do not come? Then Avail of Shiva, really Avelus Bitsina, because Avelus Bifrahesa is a Noeg on Shabbos anyway, but the Avelus Bitsina would continue to be Noeg until the end of the day. So according to the Ritva, you need Menachemim Befoel, you need real Omdim Menachemim Yetzlo, and absent that, either a weekday when Menachemim happen to not come, or Shabbos when Menachemim don't come, then Avelus Shiva is going to be Noeg until the end of the day. That's the Ritva, Moe Katin Yotes on the base. Says the Darkei Moshe, Sifkatan Aleph, Simon Shin Sadi Hei, Sifkatan Aleph. Darkei Moshe thinks that is the mashmos of the Torah as well, that you need actual Menachemim Befoel in order for Mixas Hayom Kekula to kick in, and absent Menachemim who are owned in Meitzlo, Avail Shiva will be knowing the entire day. Nevertheless, says the Raman Darkei Moshe, V'nagu achshav leishiv b'yom shvi sha'achas. The mashmos of the Torah, what we saw in the Ritva, that he doesn't quote, notwithstanding, the minhag now is that people would sit on day 7, sha'achas, v'ein mantimin al menachemim. And even if menachemim don't come, they will still end the aveilos shiva. V'nirli atam, me'achar she'ein ha-minag she'yavo menachemim etzlo b'yom shvi, Ein Sarach Lahamtun Ala Menachemim. The Darkei Moshe thinks it's only where that was the minhag. If the minhag is the Menachemim come on day 7, so then you wait till the Menachemim leave. If the minhag is Menachemim don't come on day 7, and the Darkei Moshe seems to say there was such a minhag in his time, then there's no need to wait for anything. Then Shiva ends at the beginning of day 7 when you don't anticipate Menachemim coming at all. What does it say, Shulchan Aruch? Shin Sadi Hesif Aleph. Kevin Sha'amdu Menachemim Me'etzla Elvel B'yom Shvi Mutar B'chol Dvarim Sha'asar B'hem Toch Shiva The Mixus Hayom Kekula. Okay, so just quotes the Gemara. Amdu Menachemim Me'etzla. How dafka is it? That's all the Mechaber says. Says the Ramah. Medina Selu, She'ena menachmim regila lava b'yom shvi'i, sarach lahantin at shah she'regila menachmim lava b'shar yamim. So where the minhag is, he elaborates the way he wrote in Darkei Moshe, where the minhag is that menachmim don't come on day 7, then you have to wait the amount of time that it would take for the menachmim to come in any other day of Shiva. Dahainu la'achar yitzimim beisach neses, she'regila lava menachmim. People would typically be menachim as soon as they finished davening in the morning. So you wait the amount of time that would normally take for the menachim to come in menachim, and then avela shiva is over because it mixes the yom kukula. Chay nirali, delo kamashi regila mahantim shah alayom, de'ena davar tali rak b'midas menachim. It's not that you have to wait for a certain amount of time, a fixed hour. It's the time that typically menachim would come. So even if they don't come, once the time has elapsed, then mixes the yom kukulo kicks in. There's a taz in Simin Tuf Beis Sifkatan Hay. Simin Tuf Beis Sifkatan Hay. Lengthy taz. Taz quotes Rabbeinu Chiel, quote on the Torah, and he says the Taz, based on this Rabbeinu Chiel, Shemeis be'echa b'Shabbos, Tehavi le'yom shvi b'Shabbos, if day 7 is Shabbos, De'ein linog bo iser b'dvaran shebetzina, el mixas hayom, Tehainu b'shachris b'nei tzachama, K'mo shekas Rabbeinu Chiel kan, le'inyan meis b'Shabbos. So how do you do mixes of Yom Kukulo on Shabbos? So Ben Yechiel sounds like, or his extrapolation is, that once it's already Neitz Chama, then you can invoke mixes of Yom Kukulo right away. Taz thinks Me'ikar Adin, an Avil on Shabbos, if it's day 7, could get an Aliyah ready at Shachris. But he acknowledges the minhag is that you don't give an Avil an Aliyah Shachris. You presume that the Nihuge Avilas Bitsina are Noheg through Shachris. And then once Shachris is over on Shabbos, that's what mixes the Yom Kukulo would kick in. So in Medina, it's already not knowing in Shacharis, but since in general, any other day of the week, we presume Avela Shevet to be knowing at least till after Shacharis, so Shabbos we cheated that way as well, and therefore an Avel wouldn't get an Aliyah until Mincha. The Rabbi Karb quotes from an Eliyah Rabbah, that if a person avol davens shachris in one place on day 7 when he's getting up from shiva, and he davens mosav in another shul, and he hears kriyas haTorah in the second shul, then he could get, I mean, he davens shachris in one shul, then he goes to another shul for kriyas haTorah and leining, for kriyas haTorah and mosav. So then he could get an ali in the second shul because he's already created some kind of a hefsek of his avelus. You already can evoke mixes yom kukula once shachris is over, and then you relocate to another place. Okay, what about mixas halayla kukulo? So that's the machlokas rishonim. Do we say mixas halayla kukulo? The Rosh in Simen Lamed Kosin Laram that we do not say mixas halayla kukulo. It's only mixas hayom kukulo. That's the position of Tosfos Kafal from Beis Dibra Maskel Afilu. Gemara in the Gadol Baisa, it has here in the Falfa Midbeis the situation of someone who's Babi Yom HaShvi B'makam Karov. Tosas is bothered. If he's coming to Yom HaShvi, the veil is already over, makes the Yom Kukula. Tosas two terutzim. Either we're talking about where it's not under Menachem Yislo yet, so he's coming first thing in the morning on day 7, when the Menachem haven't been Omed yet, and therefore Shiva hasn't been concluded. Or Inami, he comes at night. And as far as mixes the Yom Kukulo, that's only the daytime, not at night. So that second day in Tosfos, the second Taurus in Tosfos, Kafal from the base, that's like what the Rosh quotes from the Maram, that we do not say mixes Alayla Kukulo. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban assumes that we do say mixes Alayla Kukulo. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph. Now we need Neitz HaChama. Either under Menachem Yitzlo on day 7, or on day 30, once it's Neitz HaChama. Sounds like we don't say Mixas HaLayla Kukulo. The go near Paskins that we do say Mixas HaLayla Kukulo. Take a look at the Piskei Shuvos of Katan Aleph. Ayin b'tor machlokas aposkim I b'inan davka mixas yom o afila mixas alayla. Das ha-mechavik das maram the davka mixas yom b'inan. Ayin b'shuvos redvaz shechriya del inyan talmud Torah v'tavshin shamita de isbo mitzvah islam l'mifsa k'dir v'yam akilin de mixas layla k'chol hayom aval brachitza v'sicha v'shar edvarim de lesbo mitzvah Paskina kidere machmir and the bar mixes a yom dafka, vela mixes a laila. So the Piskei Shuvos quotes this Radvaz that if everything was equal, should be machmir to require mixes a yom kukula. But if it comes at the expense of a kiyum mitzvah, comes at the expense of Talmud Torah, you're not going to be able to learn at night, at the expense of Tasha Shamitra, that's a mitzvah, then we would say mixes a laila kukulo because halacha kidere make a bavel.
So what do you mean?
What are you trying to say? In general, we don't assume mixes halayla kukulo.
We have the same calculus.
you have to think, well, the Mishnah Berurah here in Tafsadi Gimel quotes the Gon as being machmir, that we don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo Lag Bamar Night. So you're asking, is that consistent with the Gon here, who says we do say Mixas Halayla Kekulo by Avelis? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to look at the Gon there and say how he says it.
And then also, B'makom Sar. Okay, if he doesn't say it, but L'chara, you would have said that you could make also for...
Well, he talks about B'makom Mitzvah, if we assume like the Rav Vaz. I have in my notes, I know this is not active recollection, I have in my notes that Rav Schachter thought that you could be making like the Rav Vaz, B'makom Mitzvah, to invoke Mitzvah Salah L'Kukulo, and Rabbi Willick thought that you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Karp writes, Samekel Yesh Lo Al Milismach. So it's not an endorsement, but there is what to rely on. Okay, let's take a look briefly at Siman Tov, the Siman of Avelus B'Shabbos, which we've spoken about in different contexts previously. And Rav Schachter spoke about it a little bit yesterday. So it'll just be Mashlim. Right, the Gemara Daf Kaf Dalet told us, Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph, that as far as Kfiyas Hamita is concerned, you can be Zokev the Mitos, it should be Zokev the Mitos in the house, and Erev Shabbos, Minna Mincha Ulamala. However, the Isser, to the extent that there is an Isser of Yeshiva Gabe Karka, the Gemara seems to indicate that applies Ad She Techshach. Lo Yeshiv Alash She Techshach. Even though you are allowed to be Zokev the Mitos earlier in the afternoon, but Lo Yeshiv on the Mita Zakufa until Chashecha. So that Gemara sounds like Zekivas Hamita is its own category, but as far as the Nihugei Avelos themselves, Nihugei Avelos are knowing in Erev Shabbos Ad Shetechshach. There is a line in the Meiri that accounts for the discrepancy between Zekivas Hamitos and Yeshiva Al Hamita. The Meiri writes, Kasayim and Aleph, Kvayadata Shavelus maskel mishashinista magol l'chol inyan avelus fine. Ve'er Shabbos posek mikol avelus samach l'chashecha. So you end the nihugi avelus only samach l'chashecha. Uzekifas hamitas akfuyos. So why is it that the Gemara indicates you could be zokin as hamitas earlier in the afternoon? Mitoch shehudaver she efshir lasosel berega mua. That's something that takes time. It was apparently a complicated process. You couldn't just do it in a moment. Ve'sarach sheyachdim lasos kach. Apparently it took some time. Some people might have had 20 beds in their homes, so you need time to be zokev for all the mitos. That's why there's a kind of low plug that you're allowed to be zokev if it's a mitos minim min chol mala, even though for most people that's more time than you need, but for the people that have a mansion with a lot of beds, they need time to be zokev for all the mitos, so as a kind of low plug, Chazal gave you the leeway to start being zokev in es hamitos, minna min chol mala. But that's only limited to zekivas hamitos, which required some amount of effort and time, and doesn't have anything to do with other nihugi avelus that are no egg ad shetechshach or ad samuch shetechshach. That's the fifth teshuva rates over here in Sukkotan Aleph in Siman Tov. I am a teshuvas givas shol. Shekasa demashinoga ma'ol me'er Shabbos tok shiva me'er avelus leishiv akiza v'safsa v'lilbosh min olim tekev acher chatzos hayom, and they cover the Shabbos. People who have the practice of stopping the nihugi avelus, even avelus bif sinna. They're stopping the nihugi avelus mechatzos in erev Shabbos. Tosu v'ray l'chol bali Torah limchos v'ligor bosam anoshim v'makilim adarizeh b'nei Torah should protest v'levatam v'nhagam. That's a baseless practice. I am a Shiva Shiva Sio and Shakasa Da'av Er Shabbos Mishasha Kal Kiblu Lem Shabbos Da'ayna Ba'miris Baruchu Pasak Din Avelis. When does Avelis start? At Baruchu, the last possible moment. Da'azu Achnasas Shabbos V'cheino Agin Sha'avel Omid Er Shabbos Mincha B'chalitzas Min Olim Chutz Beis HaKnesses. So you would have his shoes off and stand outside of Shul. Then and only then would he put on his shoes. Then he would put on his shoes. Vada Shayna Ava Rasha Lahakim Lakabal Shabbos, Bodhi Yam Godol, Kide Lift or Athma Bidina Avelis. The Avshu Noe, Bechol Shabbos Sashana, Lahosef Harbi, Mechol Kodesh, Avilach, Shabbos Yavasach Avelis, Ena Rasha Lahasim Eilav, Chiv Dine Avelis, Kodens Vamin Chaitana, Shubay Shah Samechsa Kodam Alayla, Ozvamin Chaitana, Rashai Lahakim. So if you're living in a place where they make Shabbos early and you nigger achar tzibur, you don't have a choice. If you have a choice, so then it's not right to make Shabbos early when you're an avelus, even if that's your normal practice, because that's going to result in ending your avelus earlier, and that is inappropriate. Although he acknowledges that to be Makabel Shabbos after Plag, even right after Mincha Ketana, there may be some validity to that. But that's what the poskim generally say, that this minhag of ending Avelos early in Erev Shabbos is inappropriate, not based on not a legitimate practice. That's what Rav Adya writes in strong terms as well on page Pei Beis, that you shouldn't be makel, and in general, barring extenuating circumstances, better not to make Shabbos early during Shiva either. The Aruch HaShulchan does have a little bit of leeway.
That's when your shul always does only one early minion.
No. If there's only one minion in the community, so then you're nigger achar tzibur, they don't have a choice.
No, but meaning you always doubt a certain shul.
But if there are other shuls in town, so yeah. then you should make Shabbos Bisman.
Even though you always
doubt
in that one
shul. Right. Correct. I think Rabbi Willig has said that under extenuating circumstances, let's say Novel has little kids and it's hard on the family or whatever in the late Shabbos, so then if there are extenuating circumstances we have to talk about, but the default should be that when possible, Novel should not make Shabbos early during Shiva. Aruch HaShulchan does write here in Simen Tov Se'if Hei. Kvar nisbar de mizman mincha ktana mevalin simani avelus ava lo yilbash min olam ad samach l'shabes haynu plaga mincha l'mala shishar via kodam alayla. So you could begin, or you could end your practices of avelus from Mincha Ketana, but you only take off your shoes from Plag HaMincha, and then you can put on your Shabbos clothing. Ve'min Agenu Kain, Rak Poshin HaBeget Shabo Kriya, V'loshin Beget Acher, V'lo Beg DeShabbos, Rapatosh Loshin V'loshin Beg DeShabbos, so the other practice, not wearing Beg DeShabbos at all during Shiva, fine. So there is an allowance in the Aruch HaShulchan to begin getting ready for Shabbos, either min mincha l'mala, min mincha k'tana, or mi plag mincha, to put on your Shabbos clothing after plag ha-mincha. There is a tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer. Chelek Zayin Simen Memtes Perek Yud Aleph. Chelek Zayin Simen Memtes Perek Yud Aleph. Tshuva to Shrei Dovlitsky, Chedev Rav Fushleim, I saw recently he wasn't well. So he's responding to what Shrei Dovlitsky wrote in his Sefer on Avelis, to be totally dismissive of any grounds to be makel to end the Nihugi Avelis on Erev Shabbos anytime before Samuch L'Shkia Mamish. And he says that there is some basis for that. That at least, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, after Mincha Ketan, or after Plaga Mincha, there is what to rely on to stop the Nihuge Avelus. They quote some Achronim who are of that opinion as well. Now the bottom line is, in general, an Avil during Shiva should work backwards and calculate the minimum amount of time necessary to make whatever preparations for Shabbos he needs to make before Shkia, but to be knowing Avelus up to that point. The Gemara has Andaf Kaf Dalav and Aleph here. Amr Shmuel, Pachas Chova, Natar Rishas. What's Pachas and Natar? Priyas Rosh, Chazaras Karala Chorav, Zekivas Hamita Chova. And these Nehuge Avelos are not Noheg on Shabbos. Meaning, you shouldn't show, you should hide the ripped garment on Shabbos, you should erect the beds, and you shouldn't do Ativas Arosh. So these are all forms of Avelus Befer Hesya that are not Noeg on Shabbos. What's Natar? Nila Sasandal, Tashra Shamita, Rechisas Yadayim, Raglayim Bechamin, Arvis, Rishus. Those are Rishus, meaning these are forms of Avelus Bitzina that are Noeg on Shabbos as well. Ne'ilas Asandal, not wearing shoes, Tasha Shamita, and Rechitza. Says the Rush, Simon Kavches, that was Bizmaneim. Bizmaneim, people didn't always wear shoes. So it wasn't a manifestation of Avelus Befer Hesya to walk around without shoes on Shabbos. Nowadays, says the Rush, in his time, everyone wore shoes. So to not wear shoes on Shabbos of Shiva would be a form of Avelus Befer Hesya, and therefore Aser. Simon Tav Beis is the Simon of Shmua Krova and Rechoka. The Gemara is a machlokas tanam about this on daf kaf amid alef. But we paskin what it says here in sif alef. Mishabal lo shmua shemes lo karov imbesoch shloshim yom igia shmua afilu yom lamed atmo hareza shmua krova v'chayev linok shiva yimei avelus miyom shigia shmua. So if a person hears that mes lo mes within 30 days, then he has to start counting shiva from when he hears. Even if he hears on day 29, he begins counting Shiva and then Shloshim from the Yom HaShmua, from the day he hears the news. What about if he hears the news on Shabbos? Siv Zayin. HaShamei HaShmua Krova B'Shabbos HaShabbos Ola Lo L'Yom Echad L'Macher Karea. So because Avelus Bitzina is Noeg on Shabbos, if you hear a Shmua Krova on Shabbos, that counts as day one. Even though you're not hearing Kriya that day, even though you're not manifesting any Avelus Befer Hesya, the fact that you would be knowing Avelus Bitzina is enough to start the count, and that is considered day one of the days of Shiva. Back to Sif Aleph. Then the Mechaber continues. Im shama miyom shloshim eilach ein tzarech linog al sha achas. The din of Shmua Rechoka is that you only have to be knowing sha achas of Avelus. Lo shna shama biyom, lo shna shama balayla. Sheim shama balayla v'nahag nixas Avelus balayla sha achas olalo. Afila shamal avivimo. So Shmua Rechoka, whether you hear it in day, whether you hear it at night, you're knowing Sha'achas Avelus, and that's it. Then we say Mixas Hayom Kukulo. Look at Sif Hey. Hashemei Shmur b'Shabbos b'Regel l'Mosei Shabbos b'Regel Naseis Rechoka. Einu Noeg Ela Yom Echad. If you hear a Shmua on Shabbos, which at that point is a Shmua Krova, but come Mosei Shabbos will become a Shmua Rechoka, you're only knowing one day of Avelus. Why? Says the Taz, Sifkat and Dalid. The Tam was a Shein and Noeg Avelus Acher Shabbos. Afagad the Yom Shabbos Hiskel. V'hu b'Yom Shloshim. But if you already start on Shabbos, so then why doesn't have the din of a Shmua Krova that you start counting Shiva v'Shloshim? Tekeim Shein was Abel Avelus Gamer Bas Shabbos. Rabbi Zvaran Shabbat Sina Al Kain Ein Zeres Avelus Acherav. Kakas Avizel Shem Rashba. So since you're not going to have the opportunity to be knowing a full Avelus during Shloshim, that is the din of a Shmua Rechoka. Okay, take a look at Sif Ches. Let's leave Sifches. Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Aleph, Mi shehispalo kfar arvis v'dayin yom hu, v'shama shvua krova, mona miyom machar v'osa yom ena ola. Let's say you're davening Mariv early on the last day that it could still be a shmua krova, and then you hear the news. Mechaber paskins that since you already daven Mariv, it's considered the next day, and therefore it has the din of a Shmua Rechoka. Says the Taz, Sukkot and Zayin, Vatam, Tave Trei Kuli Desasri Adadi. Came into Osa Osa Laila Litvilas Arvis, Al Tasei Yom. So once you already made a night with daven Mariv, you can't say it's a day again. Vinir Li, Deim Shama Shmua Krova Besof Yom Lamed, Achar Tvilas Arvis. Vadai Nomu, but let's say you hear a Shmua Krov at the end of 30 days. In that case, we daven Mariv, but it's still light outside. Vadai lo armina daven laila mikoach hatfila. We don't say that it's considered to be laila just because you davened. De lahachmir armina kain le'inyan shelo yala yom she'aver le'inyan shiva. Aval lahakel lomar shu Shmua Rechoka. Elit Sarach Lehis Abel. I'm sorry. The din of the Mechaber Sif Yud Aleph is a Shmua Krova. You're a Shmua Krova after you daven Mariv. So when do you start counting Shiva? You're counting Shiva. Do you start counting Shiva from the day before? Do you start counting Shiva for the next day? So the Mechaber says, in that case, you start counting Shiva from the next day. The Taz says that didn't in the Mechaber over here. There it ends up being a Chumrah. So we say we treat it as night, L'Chumrah. But we're not going to treat it as night, L'Kula, to tell you if it's light outside that it didn't, what would have been a Shmua Krova becomes a Shmua Rechoka. Rav Avadia quotes Poskim, page Kuf Samach Dalid. Let's say the Nifter, the person passed away in America, this is a carbon Eretz Yisrael, so he hears the news on day 30 in Eretz Yisrael when it's still day 29 in America. So, Devet Adin Ashmua Rechok or Adin of Ashmua Krova. It's that time where in America, where the Nifter was Nifter, it's still Tosh Toshim, but in Eretz Yisrael it's already after Shloshim. So, Ravadia quotes Poskim say, I think he quotes from Rishab Zanon, if Yashav agree into this, that Ein Lecha Ela Makomo, that you follow the place where you are. It doesn't make a difference where the Nifter was, it makes a difference where you are. So, as far as you are, where you are, it's calendrically after Shloshim, and that would have a din of a Shmua Rechoka. Let's move on now to discuss a little bit of Kriya in Simen Shin Mem. The Birka Yosef writes here on Sif Aleph, Minaga Olam Levarich Ala Kriya Dayana Emes B'Shema Malchus. The minag is that when a person rips Kriya, he says Dayana Emes B'Shem Umalchus. Ubar Shatam Yishamayit Tanan Al Shmuas Raus. To Tanan Amr La Meis Aviv Levarich Dayana Emes. Kevin Shetikta Levarich Ala Nisa Asmachu Abracha Zu Ala Kriya. So Birka Yosef says that common practice is that when a person tears Kriya, he says Baruch Lein Emes B'Shem Amachus. Not that Baruch Lein Emes is a bracha on the Kriya, it's a bracha on the Petira, on the Misa, a bracha on the Shmua Ra. However, the institution was to make it a package to say the bracha B'Shas Kriya. He references here Knesset Gedola, the Divrei Sofrim, Sifkat and Gimel, quotes the Knesset Gedola more extensively. Knesset Gedola frames this as a question. Is that in fact true, that the bracha of Dayana Emes recited at the time of Kriya is simply a bracha on the Shmua Ra, and the connection to Kriya is incidental, or maybe it's actually a bracha on Kriya, which would be interesting because we don't have any independent institution of bracha on Kriya, so Mecha Tesi that it should be a bracha on the Kriya. But he says, nafkamina would be, let's say, a person said the brach of Dayan Emes, b'shas, yitzias neshama, and wasn't kareya b'shas, yitzias neshama. So do you say brach Dayan Emes again on the Kriya? If it's a brach on the Kriya, the fact that you said a Dayan Emes previously on the Petira doesn't patri you, so to speak, from the Dayan Emes on the Kriya. If it's a bracha on the Yitzias Neshama, on the Besar Ra, on the Shmua Ra, then you only say the bracha once. That is, I believe, the more accepted position, that you do only say the bracha once. If you said it earlier, you would not repeat the bracha, Vishas Kriya. Pesach Yeshua quotes in Sifkat and Aleph, it's preferable for someone else to tear Kriya on the Avil. So because that creates a more intense Agmas Nefesh situation, it's preferable for someone else to do the tear. Aruch HaShulchan isn't so excited about that. He thinks it's better for the Avil to do the tear himself. I believe that a fairly common practice is that someone, a member of the Chevra Kedisha, or someone begins the tear for the Aval continues tearing a tefach on his or her own. But that itself is a shayla, whether you can be yotzei kri if someone else does the entire rip for you. That's discussed in Poskim as well.
There's
no shayla that it works. The question is whether it's preferable or not.
So
I'm sorry? Right. So that's machlokas, so we're wondering whether that's preferable or not. Definitely works as long as the avil, as long as the avil rips some of it himself, which I believe is the common practice.
What's the reason for that practice?
For what practice?
To have someone else start it.
So either or combination of factors. Number one, you have this citation of Piskei Teshuva that is preferable for someone else to rip. Number two, practically speaking, that's at some point out that people aren't so adept at ripping. So you have someone who knows what they're doing start to tear for you, and then you can continue. The other issue, the Gemara says that for Shar Krovim, you can tear Bain B'yai B'yai M'kli. Avimo, it has to be B'yai not M'kli. So Poskim generally assume that you're Mekayim that if you rip a shear without a Kli, but you can still start with a Kli if you can't get the garment to rip without a Kli, which is often the case that you need a Kli in order to start the tear. There is a lashon in the Meiri. It sounds like lechachili shenad if someone else do the tear for you. Meiri on kaf amid beis, who kriya ena mitsuya le'asas ayde shaliach, alfa bishayatze de chavu b'kach. So it's not, the lashon is ena mitsuya le'asas ayde shaliach, which sounds like it's not recommended, but it would still work, at least b'di'evet. Meiri sounds like lechachila, it should not be done ayde acher. The Mechaber writes here in Sif Aleph, misha meis lo meis, you have to tear while standing. Right, that Gemara is a story. One Lama Rayim who did Kriya Meyushav and then was told to do it again, Mu'umad. So that doesn't work. So Mechaber says it has to be Mu'umad. If you did it sitting, you're not yotzei. The Rama said, "Sarach lachzav akroa." Says the Divrei Sofer Mir Sifkat in Zayin. The Rama is presumably coming to be mefarish the mechaber, not to be cholik. The mechaber also sounds like he would agree that you're not. If he says him karmi yushal yotzei, then obviously sarach lachzor v'lakroa. So the focus here, that's just be mefarish Divrei Hamechaber. That itself is a machlokas rishonim. Is kriya mu'umad only lechachila, or even b'di'evad? Mechaber paskins it doesn't work even b'di'evad. However, that's not all Rishonim agree. The Rosh in Siman Mem Daled quotes from the Ravid that kriya while standing is only lechachila. The Ramban argues, and we assume like the Ramban, that it's not even good b'di'evad. So writes the Rambam, Periches Halacha Aleph. Aval chayv lekral meisa shenamer b'dechem lo sifrom v'lo samusu ha'acher chayv lefrom ve'ein kriya el meumad. Sounds like liyikuva. What happens if someone can't stand? He's physically unable to stand. So should he rip kriya anyway sitting? Is that, does it accomplish anything? The Divrei Sofrim in Sifkat and Vav quotes those who say there's no point at all if you can't stand. So then that person has a din of someone who doesn't have clothing. If a person doesn't own any clothing, he's not mechuyev in kriya. You can't rip someone else's clothing. So if he's wearing someone else's clothing and he has no bialus, he doesn't own his own clothing, there's no chiyev kriya. So if you're unable to stand, you have a physical handicap that prevents you from standing, then there's no mitzvah of kriya at all. There's nothing to be gained. That's what he quotes from the Tshuvas Knei Bosim of her Brandsdorfer of Bnei Brak, Chele Beis Simen Kuf Beis. Badir Shulchan says maybe not. maybe at least you should tear Kriya to be Marviach those Rishonim, the Ravid, that it does work with the Eved. It's true in Shulchan Aruch Paskin Likuva, but at least you'll be Marviach something if you might be Mekayim and Mitzvah Kriya according to Sar Rishonim. Rabbi Karab has another calculation, page Mem Zayin. When it comes to Kriya, he says there are two elements. Number one, there's a Mitzvah Kriya, and number two, an Avil has to wear a Beged Karua. Right? You can, even if you've been Mekayim and Mitzvah Kriya, if an Avil is Machlis Begadav during Shiva, he has to rip Kriya again. Not because he has been Yosei the Chiva Kriya, but because there's a din that during Shiva he has to wear Beged Karua. So it's true that if a person is incapable of tearing Kriya while standing, he's not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya, but that doesn't absolve him from the din of having to wear Beged Karua. So he should still have to be Koreya in order to wear Beged Karua. That's what Rabbi Karp argues. So even if you can't stand up, you still should tear Kriya while sitting. And that seems to be what most of the Kisses Farm assume. I think the Ravadis sounds like that also, that if you're in a situation where you can't stand, you just still do tear Kriya sitting, even if, according to many Rishonim and according to the Prophet Shulchan Aruch, you're not actually Yotzei, or technically Yotzei, the Chiv of Kriya. And the Mechaber writes in Sif Hei, now, first look back at Shin Lamed Tes Sif Gimel. Shin Lamed Tes Sif Gimel. Omrim Sidu Kadin in Yesias Neshama Ukishemagia Ledayin Emes Koreya Ha'avel. So you recite Sidu Kadin if you're present B'Shas Yesias Neshama. You recite Sidu Kadin and the Avel tears Kriya. Says the Mechaber here in Sif Hei, nothing to do with the Chiv Avelus, even if a person is not a Karov, but you're present B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama, you tear Kriya. And then the further qualifications, what kind of person are we talking about? Does he have to be a full Adam Kasher? What if he's only if he's over a Verus at Teyavo? Fine, that's the discussion here in the Mechaber and the Ramah. Look in the sitter. The Shach writes here in Sifkat and Dalit.
And when is the minute? Only by Kriya, or
are
you
doing
it
by the
Bible?
Yes,
we
do it at the burial. I'm sorry, what's the...
Do it at the... Because I think
some of them
do it at the burial also.
That's true, yes. The Shach writes in Sifkat and Dalit, Kishon and Shammah Shassi Siyas Neshammah, the standards of Kriya are different. Meaning, the Ramah writes in Sif Beis that even though, normally speaking, Kriya has to be performed in Beis Tzavra, we'll get to that in a minute, if you're Karei Ashar Mesim, then you could do a lower level Kriya, you could be Karei Beshuli Abegat on the bottom, even though normally that doesn't count as Kriya. So the type of Kriya that you do B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama for non-Karov is a lower level, a lesser kind of Kriya. You could be Yotzei, the Shakwa is based on the Spak. You could be Yotzei B'Shulei Abeged on the bottom. Rabbi Karov quotes on page Lama Dalid that you could be Yotzei even with less than a shear. You don't need a shear, according to some Rishonim. So for example, the Meiri writes on Kafei Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Kriya, Kafei Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Kriya, Aval Kriya Shal Adam Kasher, O Shal Kol Adam, Im Amid Al Gaba, B'Shas Yisiz Neshama, Yerali, Shekem Shechzer Panam Min Amita Rashay Lachoso, so you can restitch it afterwards, that we don't really do anymore these days, V'Shir Kriya Shal Adam Kasher, O Shal Kol Adam, Im Amid Shal B'Shas Yisiz Neshama, Yesh Amr Shiba Tefach, some say it's a Tefach like any other Kriya, Yesh Amr Shadina B'Mashu, V'Chein Iker, V'Chein Ogin, L'Kroa Kishonim, Yisiyas Neshama, Shel Kol Adam, Mashahu, U'Beshuli Bigdeyim. So he quotes, the minhag was, when you tore Kriya B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama for non-Karov, you would do it less than a shear, just a Mashu, and B'Shuli Abeget. Rabbi Karp says that Kisser Shulchan Aruch writes that way lehalacha. Nowadays, the minhag Yisrael is that, generally speaking, we don't tear kriya b'shas yisiyas neshama. The way the later svarim say, it's out of a concern that people are going to avoid being present for a petira if they're going to have to tear kriya. So having to tear kriya disincentivizes providing the service of being present b'shas yisiyas neshama. We don't want to disincentivize that. And therefore, the minhag developed in later years not to tear kriya b'shas yisiyas neshama, even for an adam kasher, to prevent this lack of service. And that is, generally speaking, minhag olam nowadays. Rabbi Karp recommends, he thinks that you should be machmer at least for kriya mashu, because that is the ikar adin. It is medina de gemara that you should tear kriya for an adam kasher. If you're there, b'shas yisiyas neshama. So then Rabbi Karp thinks that even though the minhag developed that we don't tear kriya, at least a mashu b'shulei beged, you should rip. And that is, in fact, the prevalent minhag, not to tear kriya b'shas yisiyas neshama, even for a karov. That our general practice reflected in the later svarim. Again, unclear when this minhag developed, if you don't find record of this in earlier sources, but it seems that the practice in recent times is that a person only tears kriya later than the yisiyas neshama, some point samach l'kvura, even for a karav. Rosh Hashanah thinks that if a karov is present mishas yisiyas neshama, then he should tear kriya then. But I think general minhag olam is not that way. When do you tear kriya? Sometime before the kfur. General practice is you do it at the time of the hespedim. Generally before the hespedim. What happens if there are two sets of Hespedim? So you have, you're doing a kfur in Eretz Yisrael, so you have Hespedim here in America, then you fly to Eretz Yisrael and have Hespedim in Eretz Yisrael. So Rosh Hashanah thinks that you should do the Kriya before the first set of Hespedim, and Rabbi Willer thinks you should do the Kriya before the second set of Hespedim, which is more Samach L'Kfura. These are all manifestations of Shas Chimam, the point where there's intense emotion, and that's when it's appropriate to do kvura. If you haven't done kvura b'shas yitzias neshama. When my grandmother passed away, as we mentioned previously, there's no one to sit shiva, so I was here b'shas yitzias neshama. So I thought in that case it's appropriate to tear kriya then, because no one's tearing kriya. There's no avil who's going to be tearing kriya later. So I thought that was appropriate to follow the ikar adin to tear kriya b'shas yitzias neshama. Sorry?
What does it look like?
Kriya?
Kriya?
I mean, okay, we'll get there in a few minutes. In fact, we'll get there now. Sif Beis. Mokom HaKriya B'chol Mokom B'Beis HaTzavar L'Fanav. The Gemara says, Kriya is in the Beis HaTzavar in front of you. Avalim Kar L'Achrav, if you rip on the back, O B'Shulei HaBeged, or on the sides, O Minustadin, or on the bottom, or on the sides, Lo Yatza. So what exactly Beis HaTzavar the Gemara means, I'm not fully sure. It sounds like, literally Beis HaTzavar is the neck area. It could be that the common shirt had a lower neckline than ours, and might have been more noticeable to rip there. But we generally assume that Beis HaTzavar is somewhat lavdafka. It doesn't mean that you have to tear kriya at the neck, especially because the din of kriya for avivimo is keneged alev, so then you'd have to tear all the way from the neck to keneged alev. But we generally assume that Beis HaTzavar is anywhere in the front. It's lafuke, laacharav, or b'shulei abeged, or minhag tzadin. So you can't tear kriya on the sides of the back, or the hem, or the bottom, but you tear kriya in the front. Pisca Tshuva writes here in Sifkatan Beis, Im Karol Rocha Vabeged Lo Yatsa Mimnei She'ei Nira She'kara Ela Nira She'nikra Me'atma. So the way to tear Kriya is a vertical rip. If you're going to rip horizontally, Pisca Tshuva quotes, that doesn't really look like Kriya L'Shem Avelis. That looks like there was some rip there anyway, that the garment ripped on its own. So that's not a kiyum in Kriya. You have to be Kareya vertically. Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Shir Kriya Tefach. How much do you have to rip a Tefach? V'im kar al meis, v'bala hosa b'osa kriya al meis acher. Im acher shiva sagi b'kal shu. Im b'besach shiva tzarech tefach. If you're going to use the same shirt to rip for another meis, so then after shiva you can be mosif kal shu, tok shiva tefach, al av v'imo afil acher shiva karej yigalus liba. And then by av v'imo anyway, is ach yigalus liba. That's what the Mechaber writes in Sif Tes. Al kol ha-meisim karei alav tefach. The Begad Elyon, the Dayo. So for all other Mesim, for Shark Rovim, all you have to do is rip a Tefach, and you only have to rip a single garment, the upper garment. Al Avivimo, Korea Kol Begadav. Avivimo, you rip everything. Afilu Hu Lavish Asara, Achimigala Libo. Even if you're wearing 10 garments, you have to rip all of them until you get to the heart. Vim lakara called begadav lo yatsa. Begarimbo calls bancho se begad alav amr lo kara filo achar shalashem. If you didn't rip achigalas libo, we tell him you have to do it. So shark rovim, it's sufficient to rip a single garment. Avimo, you have to rip everything achigale es libo. Shach writes here in Sifkatan Yud Aleph. Not Yud Aleph, Sifkatan Yud Tes. Kasev Marshal. Dinehigin Dal Ave Mekari Mitzat Smo. Another difference. When it comes to Ave V'imo, you tear on the left side. Because Kedeget Alev. Akashar Krovim, Kigon Bano V'achim Itzad Yamin. Other relatives you tear on the right.
From the
Avos perspective. From the Avos perspective, right. From Avim Imo on the left, which is Kenegat Alev. Akashar Krovim, Kenegat the right. And the minhag is when you tear Kriya for Makam HaMikdash, that's also on the left, like Aviv V'imo. The Rosh Hefter says that if you tear a button-down shirt, so the rip has to be at least 3 etzba'os from the opening of the shirt, from here. So you'd have to count at least 3 etzba'os, let's say about over here, from the opening of the shirt. What's that based on? So the Mechaber writes as following Sif Kafei. Hayala Chola Vinis Alef Vikar Alav V'achar Kaf Meis. So someone's deathly ill, and you think that he's already dead, and you tear Kriya. V'achar Kaf Meis, and then he dies for real. So you had a false start. You thought that he was dead. You tore Kriya, and then now he's really dead. So in Meis Toke De Dibur Shel Kriya, Ein Sara Kriya Cheres. So if he dies, toke de dibur the kriya. So you thought he died, you tore kriya, and then 2.5 seconds later he dies for real. then you don't have to tear kriya again. V'yam lav tar kriya charis. But if he died more than toka didira after your first kriya, you have to tear another kriya because you weren't yotze kriya if he's still alive. Okay. Where do you have to tear this other kriya? So Divrei Sofrim quotes here in Sifkata and Kuf Ayin Hey that it has to be a distance of three etzbos from the first rip. So apparently you see that a kriya has to be three etzbos from an existing rip. So mali three etzbos from a rip that you made, mali three etzbos from the natural rip that is part of the shirt, or the natural opening of the shirt. The Divrei Sofrim writes in the Emek Davar here, Sifkatan Reish Pehe, the Emek Davar Sifkatan Reish Pehe, that this din of Gimel Etzbos is where the first Kriya is Kedin. That if the first Kriya was a proper Kriya, so then you have to be marked Gimel Etzbos for a second Kriya. Because if you're going to do it within Gimel Etzbos of the first Kriya, then it won't be apparent that the first Kriya was L'shem Kriya. But if the first Kriya explains as follows. Why do you have to be marked Gimel Etzbos? Because it's going to look like there's only a second Kriya, not a first Kriya, if they're too close to each other. But if the first Kriya was meaningless, it didn't have a din of Kriya, so then we don't care whether you think the first Kriya was a good Kriya or not. So then there's no requirement of Gimel Etzbos. So Rabbi Willig said that should be more analogous to your button down shirt. The existing open area, the button down shirt, the existing edge of it, that's not a Kriya. That's analogous to a Kriya Bechinam. We're not concerned what people will think about that existing opening. So in that case, there's no din of Richa Gimel Etzbos. I think common practice is to be marchik gimel etzbos from the edge of the shirt when you tear kriya. The Gemara has an daf kaf beis amid beis that afar ksuso is not ma'akev kriya. If you don't rip the afar case. That's not ma'akev kriya. What does that mean, not ma'akev kriya? Rashi says, eino tzarech l'karo, that there's no need to be kareya, not even l'chachila. The Rosh was in the Ravid, that you should be karet lechachila, and the Ramban argues this is like Rashi. What is afar kisuso? That's a machlokas rishonim. Let's see how the Mechaber quotes it. Sif Yud. Afar kisuso eino tzarech lekroa. Okay, what is that? Yesh mefarshin shu beged azeh hadavik lebesara. Some say it's an undergarment. That's the Aruch. That's what the Rambam says. Perek Ches Halach Gimel. Beged azeh hadavik lebesara. Eino makif Rambam Ches Gimel. Yesh mefarshim, dehainu beged elyon shikaron kappa. Some say it's like a coat. Smag. Upashar minag shelo lekroa hakappa al shomes afil aviv imo v'lekroa aviv imo gam achol shikaron kamiza. The minag was not to rip a coat, but to rip the kamiza, which sounds like it was a beged zeah. So Mechaber, at first glance, sounds like he's paskening. An outer coat does not require kriya, but a beged zeah, an undergarment, does require kriya. Says Rama, Umdinos elu, ein ogen kein. Ella, ein korin achaluk shel pishtan shu beged zeah, v'lo asar v'layon. Arminig is not to do either. Not to rip the undergarment, the undershirt, and also not to rip the outer coat. Avashar begadov kareya ba'aviv imo ubishar meisim amalbash elyon tachas asarvo. So everything else, al'aviv imo, we rip. Shar meisim, just the shirt is ripped. So the Rama says, minhag is you don't rip the innermost garment, you don't rip the outermost garment, you don't rip the undershirt of the coat. Everything in the middle, you rip. The Mechaber sounds like, we don't necessarily know exactly what this kamiza is, but at first glance it sounds like a kamiza is a beged zeah, and the Mechaber is saying that you do rip beged zeah. Rav Avadia has a discussion of this, Yabia Omer Chelak Vav Simen Lamed Beis Ostalid, Chelak Vav Simen Lamed Beis Ostalid. Rav Avadia discusses that the minhag among Sfardim developed that they also don't rip a beged zeah nowadays, even though the Mechaber sounds like you do rip a beged zeah, and you have to figure out where does that come from. Rabbi Karp suggests that maybe there isn't even a machlokas. Page Nun Ches. He thinks that this kamiza wasn't a classic beged zeah. It's true that it was worn as a garment closer to the skin, but it was more like a shirt than an undershirt. And maybe that's what the Mechaber is talking about, that they would rip. It was like it was a shirt under a shirt, but it wasn't an undershirt as a classic beged zeah. So maybe even the Mechaber would agree that our contemporary undershirts would not be subject to kriya. The Taz in Sif Katan Hay has a discussion of a rock, which sounds like a jacket, and a grink, which may have been another form of a jacket. The Taz seems to assume that when it comes to Aviv Imo, the standard as to whether something is Chayiv in Kriya is whether it's something that you normally wear, Litznias, do you wear it in your house? If it's something that you only wear when you go outside, then it's not subject to Kriya. That's like the Kappa, that's like the coat, that the Beged Elyon, which according to many Rishonim is the case of the Afar case, that's not subject to Kriya. What is subject to Kriya? Anything that's worn litznias, anything that you normally wear in your home. So a shirt would be subject to Kriya. A jacket that most people walk around their home without a jacket, that would not be subject to Kriya.
A suit jacket.
Most people do not walk around in their home. Most people will walk around in their home without their suit jacket on. And the Shach seems to have a different standard. The Shach let's read in the Nukudas HaKesef, where it's more direct. The Shach and the Shach in Sivkat and Yitzayin, quotes the Masas Binyamin, who sounds like you do wear what we would call a jacket, you do rip what we would call a jacket, So he writes in the Nekudas HaKasef, the Taz asked on the Masas Bin Yamin, V'lo Kashemidi. Dreya Masas Bin Yamin Kasav Sham, Shekein Ra'a Rabosav Noagin, the time of Mavur. The Dafka Hashol Mantle, She'ein O'holich Bar'el Litznias, Afilu Kishirvosa Leilich B'shuk L'oskav, all the base chaveiro ain't a love show. Rock and show the base hakneses love show mishim tsnias for covered Hashem. Im kein love im albush. With the begel chiyagavna myri a good of a smack. So what is the afar case? According to those who showed him that it's an outer garment, it's something that you don't wear when you walk down the street. You only wear it in shul. So it's a beged kavod, but not something that you wear in your normal in the normal course of events. Aval Barak, Shalov Shuk Shalit Bashuk, but if it's something that you always wear when you go outside, Umi Shaholik Bashuk below rock, Ginailo Uka Echa Mina Pachusimichashvu. If a person walks in the street without the rock, it would be embarrassing to him and people would think that he's a bum. So that's a malbush. And that would be chayiv in Korea. So what would you say about our contemporary jacket according to the Shach's analysis? So if you're the kind of person who only wears a jacket for davening or for special occasions but would walk down the street without a jacket, so then it sounds like even according to the Shach, that's not mechuyev in Korea. If the Rabbi Karp says, any card carrying member of Haredi society in Eretz Yisrael, we never walk down the street without a jacket. So maybe that's true in Kiryat Sefer. If you're the kind of person that would never walk down the street without a jacket, then according to the Shach, that would be Mechuyev in Korea. Now there's another shach. Simon Tov Beis, Sifkat and Gimel. The Mechaber writes in Sif Dalid, Tov Beis Dalid, Ein Korin Al Shmur Rechoka, Al Avimo Karei Le'olam, Ramah, that where there's no chia kriya, then you can't be machmer on yourself to be kareya. It's a concern about tashkas. Says the Shach of Katan Gimel, im lo al aviv v'ima o adam gadol sheyaragil lahakshus lo b'davar halacha davi mistefi minei im balasas milsa yisera lachvoda mutter. When it comes to aviv v'ima, you're allowed to do a milsa yisayrasa. You could go above and beyond what's required in Hilchos Avelos. So there's no violation, even if there would be a concern about tashkis, to tear kriya when you're not mechuyev. When it comes to aviv v'imo, it's okay to do a milsa yisayrasa, to go above and beyond what's required. So that's what Rabbi Willie points out, that even if me'ikar adin, we should assume that you don't tear kriya on a suit, at least for most people who would walk outside without wearing a suit. But for aviv v'imo, which is all we're talking about anyway, because for shark rovim you only have to rip one garment, aviv v'imo, so that's still a kiyum of milsa yisayrasa, that it's appropriate to go above and beyond what's technically required when it comes to aviv v'imo. So common practice is to tear kriya on a suit for aviv v'imo. But that could either be because we assume like the Shach, or one may assume like the Shach and assume that he is in that category of people that wouldn't walk outside without a suit, or because it's milsa yisayrasa. The Shach points out also that the me'ikar adin, you don't really need to tear kriya for a suit even for aviv v'imo, but the minhag olam is to do so.
And the time.
A tie is not a beged.
I don't think
so.
If someone always wears a suit?
If someone always wears a suit and a tie, that's not... the beged has to cover something. I think most people, if you tear Kriya on a suit, you just tear on the lapel. And Rav Shechter, when he gave the first of the Shir Man Avelis, yesterday was part two of, he quoted on the Orchos Rebbeinu, there's a story that when the stipler was sitting Shiva, when Chaim Kanievsky was sitting Shiva for his mother, he had torn Kriya on the lapel, and Rav Yashin came to Menachem Avel and said that he should tear Kriya on the guf of the jacket, not just on the lapel. I think the Minhag Olam is generally just a tear Kriya on the lapel. I'm sorry?
Why is
that the Minhag? Because probably that's... that is sufficiently Keneged Libo. You don't have to tear on two... You don't have to tear on two layers. What about a sweater? The Rabbi Karp quotes that according to most poskim, a sweater has the din of a beged elyon also, and a sweater is something you wear if you're cold. It's not something that you absolutely always wear. So according to most poskim, you wouldn't tear on a sweater. He quotes that from Elviashiv. He says that the minhag olam in all places is not to tear on a sweater except for the prushim in Yerushalayim. The Talmid Gra, the Eda, he says, tear Kriya on the sweater. I saw Rabbi Felder also has, he doesn't have a marmokum, but he also has in his list of things that you do tear Kriya on a sweater. And there are, in terms of the other instances of the Kriya, so aside from the fact that we noted in the later Svarim, they say that Arminig is not to tear the Shasisis Neshama, the Rama also adds to a lot of the other Tzirim. It says Zayin, Al Chacham, and Tam Chacham, Shishol, and also Dvar Lach, Bukal Makom, Karnal Avafilach, Akvura, Biyamashmua. And the Rama says, "Yesh omrim she'ein karan l'chacham elam kenu rabo she'yodim mishmosav she'chidesh da'hainu rabo v'cheinu galahakum dinas elu." That we limit the application of kfura of kriya. We don't stamp your kriya for any time of chacham they don't have a shaychus to. And then even by a personal rabbi, the Rama says in sifches. That yesh amrim de ein tzrichin lekroa ela rabba shalom de roch chachmaso, aval chaveim elondim zem zeh o sheher ena bedaver echad ena vel chomer baalma heichad denog nog heichad lonog lonog vei morin kain velchei nogel hakam dinas elu. So they're also, and most people don't have a rabbi mufak that's really roch chachmaso mimenu. So in most situations, these types of kriya are not practiced either. Okay, then we'll stop here.